Congratulations, you've endured to the end. Now sing along with us as we sing each verse one after another. 1 Corinthians 10:13.
No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13.
Proverbs 1:10.
My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Proverbs 1:10. Do not consent.
Colossians 3:2-3.
Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
James 1:13.
Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. James 1:13.
Romans 13:14.
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lusts. Romans 13:14.
And now Hebrews 4:15-16.
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need.
1 Timothy 6:10.
For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many a pang.
Romans 14:13-14.
Therefore let us not judge one another any more, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way. I know and am convinced in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but to him who thinks anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean.
Proverbs 6:27-28.
Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Or can a man walk on hot coals and his feet not be scorched? No way!
And Matthew 16:23.
But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's.